welcome back. It's Midday. I'm Tom Hall, joined by our theater critic, Jay Wynn Russick. Judy, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good afternoon, Tom.
Good afternoon. So we want to talk about a new online production at the Everyman Theater here in Baltimore. It's called An Almost Holy Picture. And Judy, this is a one-person play. The title certainly makes it sound like it's about religion. Is that the case?
Definitely, definitely. Although perhaps it's a little more accurate to say it's about someone struggling with religion. This is a 1995 play by a Baltimore-based playwright, Heather McDonald. It has one character, as you said. The character is a former Episcopal priest named Samuel Gentle. In the first part of the play, we learn that he had a congregation in New Mexico. That congregation suffered a terrible tragedy. And for the past 21 years, Samuel has been the groundskeeper at an East Coast cathedral. The play focuses on Samuel's relationship with God, sometimes a very contentious relationship. He tells us, if it is true that God is somehow testing us, then he must know that many of us are failing the test. If he only gives us the burdens we can bear, I have seen him miscalculate many times. Heather McDonald's writing is exquisite. About half of the script is laid out as poetry. Most of the play is Samuel talking to us about his 9-year-old daughter, Ariel, beginning with her birth. She was born with a rare condition. She's, quote, covered all over in a white gold swirl of hair. Here's Bruce Randolph Nelson as Samuel telling us more about this. Let's listen.
Lanugo is a rare and mysterious condition. Lanugo is a fine, silky hair that covers the whole face and body. The more technical name for our daughter's condition is congenital hypertrichosis lanuginosa. It's a distressing disorder, usually hereditary, passed unknowingly from the opposite sex parent, mother to son, father to daughter. Doctors know little about the cause. There are temporary measures, but no permanent treatment. Our Ariel is covered all over with the lightest golden fleece. She looks like a shimmering angel.
That's Bruce Randolph Nelson in Everyman Theater's film production of An Almost Holy Picture. So, Judy, is this the type of one-person show where the actor plays a whole bunch of different characters, or does Bruce Nelson just play this main protagonist, Samuel Gentle?
Well, occasionally he does snippets of other people in Samuel's life, his wife, his daughter, the bishop, but for the most part, he is just Samuel Gentle, a gardener, a nurturer, a quiet man who opens his heart to us. Why does he open his heart to us? Well, I'm not sure. Maybe we're visitors in his garden and he feels a need to tell us about his life. Nelson plays Samuel as a man given to introspection. He has great humility and simplicity and also is somewhat fragile, but he has rebuilt his life. He's been tested repeatedly. He's found a way to cope. Love is a kind of vocation that calls us to hard things. And I go toward the things I love, he tells us near the end. That's an example of the poetic language in the play. Like his character's name, Nelson Samuel is gentle, but he flies into a rage a couple times in the play. Nelson does not overplay this. The direction's by Noah Himmelstein, and Nelson and Himmelstein handle this material very sensitively. But getting back to the other characters that Nelson plays, he does an amusing imitation of Samuel's wife preparing to play the mother in an amateur production of A Glass Menagerie. There are a couple Glass Menagerie references worked into the play. When Nelson does his daughter's voice, Samuel's daughter's voice, you can feel the affection that he has for her. He doesn't raise his voice to some kind of high childlike register when he's playing Ariel. He's not doing an impersonation. He's capturing her spirit. Let's listen.
Dad, guess what? I've decided. I'm going to be an artist and a veterinarian. I can paint in the morning when the light is nice and take care of the animals in the afternoon. I smile. She stops, looks hard at me. She's deadly serious. Dad, these are good fields for someone like me. Hands are important, and mine are small and covered in fur. Animals feel safe with me. I know how to touch them. She's right, of course. These are good fields for my daughter, an artist and a veterinarian.
That's Bruce Randolph Nelson in Everyman Theater's An Almost Holy Picture. Boy, what a great actor he is. So, Judy, you have established that religion is a major theme. What are some of the other themes in this play?
Well, certainly parent-child relationships, including Samuel's relationship with his father. But very specifically, there's the theme of parental love and the desire to protect a child, and also the theme of dark versus light. The references to Glass Menagerie are very telling because both plays have a daughter with a disability and a parent trying to protect her without holding her back. The light and dark theme takes various forms, everything from devotion and disillusion to reverence and wrath, on to vision and distortion.
And how about the design of this virtual production?
Well, there's a single set. It's by Paige Hathaway. It's a garden, in keeping with your previous guest. There's real dirt in this garden. Over top, there are cathedral-like arches, kind of like a skeletal scaffolding. The lighting is designed by Harold F. Burgess II, and it has shadows at times that look like branches and stained glass simultaneously. Remember that theme of light and dark. This is heaven and earth. And I have to say, there is a beautiful incidental score by sound designer Megumi Katayama. She composed most of this score. It adds another layer of spirituality. One of the Glass Menagerie references is the line, "This is my sister, celebrate her with strings." And Everyman sound designer seems to have been inspired by that. There's a lot of moving underscoring, heavy on the strings. So in total, this is a carefully crafted, very well-acted production of a carefully crafted script.
And Everyman has announced a 2021-22 season. So what's in the lineup for Everyman?
It's a six-play lineup, Tom. It starts next week with the beauty parlor dramedy Steel Magnolias. That's going to be followed in October with Pearl Klieg's Flying West, which is set in an all-black town in Kansas in the late 19th century. In December, we get one of Thornton Wilder's masterpieces, one of my favorites, The Skin of Our Teeth. February brings Behold a Negress by Jacqueline E. Lawton. This is a play set in Paris at the start of Napoleon's reign, and it's about the relationship between a painter and her muse. Next comes an adaptation of Jane Austen's Sense and Sensibility, and the season is going to end with a play called Crying on Television. It's a world premiere by Baltimore writer R. Eric Thomas, and it's described as a platonic rom-com. All the plays are going to be available live in the theater or by streaming.
All right, so something old, something new. It's kind of like a wedding. That's terrific. So An Almost Holy Picture is the virtual production that you can access now at Baltimore's Everyman Theater, starring the great Bruce Randolph Nelson. It's streaming through the 22nd of this month, and we'll have more information about it on our website, wypr.org/midday. So next week, Judy, we're going to talk about two Shakespeare productions. What are we going to be conversing about next week?
We're going to talk about Twelfth Night, which is by a brand new company in Washington, and Romeo and Juliet, which is by a relatively new company in Frederick.
All right, terrific. Look forward to it. Thank you so much, and we'll see you then. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom.
That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow on our program, it's Midday with the Mayor. Baltimore Mayor Brandon Scott will join me to discuss the city's ongoing battle against violent crime and COVID. We'll also talk to Carol Ott. She's with the Fair Housing Action Center of Maryland. We'll talk about tenant rights and evictions and all that kind of stuff. Stay tuned now for Here and Now. That's coming up right after news at the top of the hour. And later tonight, be sure to download the Daily Dose. That's WYPR's digest of the day's top news stories. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks for being with us. Have a great day.
You're listening to your NPR news station, 88.1 WYPR.